We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. I'm Susan Lee Taylor.
I'm Jim Taylor, in for Stan Bunger. Susan, we could learn later today when the lights may go off for about 200,000 PG&E customers. It's about the wind that you were just talking about and the hot weather. KCBS's Tim Ryan, details of the public safety power shut off that we are being warned about, not yet scheduled, eh, Tim?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. There are 16 counties that could lose electricity Wednesday and Thursday minimum, including Napa, Sonoma, and San Mateo.
The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch that is valid Wednesday. Strongest time frame would be Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Meteorologist Matt Maley at the National Weather Service says fire conditions are ripe, especially at elevation with strong onshore winds and dropping humidity.
So the highest wind gusts that we'll see in the Bay Area could be as high as about 60 miles an hour, and that would be over the highest peaks in the North Bay.
Major threat to San Mateo County is on the coast from Pacifica to Pescadero, but it does include Woodside and the hills of Redwood City. If it sounds as though the utility is fine-tuning the PSPS, well, it is. Solano and Marin counties at this point not expected to have electricity cut this time around. I just received my first crank radio just to be safe, and it is so cool. Inexpensive, charge your cell phone, solar power, AM, FM. Sounds like I'm trying to sell them. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
After months of legal bickering, San Jose and Caltrans have finally reached an agreement on a tiny home project near Highway 101. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us with more details.
Susan, I'm here on Felipe Avenue near Highway 101, the site of a proposed tiny home village for the homeless. There are plenty of signs that the homeless are already here, with dozens of tents, piles of refuse and debris. Like any good radio reporter, I followed my ears. I found John banging on a car, part of a sidewalk auto repair.
You know, I'm just trying to make it and get out of here also myself.
He currently lives in an RV. Somewhat ironically, John says he does not support the city building 40 sleeping cabins here.
Honestly, we don't have a homeless problem. We have a dope fiend problem. They're all on drugs, all of them. And that's where they need help. They need help in that area more than a house, because all they're going to do is tear it up.
Now, the city's philosophy is to get people into housing first and address other issues like addiction and mental illness. While this project has been held up for months by Caltrans, according to San Jose Spotlight, the state's lawyers have agreed to back off, clearing the way for construction. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Former mayor of Stockton sentenced to 90 days in jail. He pleads no contest to a conflict of interest charge. Anthony Silva charged with improperly funneling $5,000 from a discretionary fund to the Kids Club of Stockton, which he led. Other felony charges were dropped as part of a plea deal. It's nice to report some good news. People who live in the area of last week's fuel storage facility fire in the East Bay, they don't have to worry about toxins. KCBS's Melissa Colross has the story.
The fire at the New Star Energy facility in Crockett on October 15th destroyed two storage tanks containing thousands of gallons of ethanol. A shelter in place was ordered, and air quality officials began gathering air samples. Contra Costa County Health Officer Dr. Chris Farnitano says four samples were collected.
They were taken between 3:12 and 3:34 p.m. Two of them were taken downwind, one of them was taken upwind, and one of them was taken kind of in the middle.
Farnitano says those samples have been analyzed, and
there were not elevated levels of toxic chemicals in the air. So that's good news. The levels were at baseline levels.
Real-time monitoring during the fire did show particulate matter in the air, but Farnitano says the county did not see an increase in the number of people calling 911 or going to emergency rooms with respiratory issues. Several agencies continue investigating the cause of the fire. Melissa Colross, KCBS.
The number of officer-involved shootings has fallen dramatically in San Francisco following significant changes to the department's use of force policy. KCBS's Bob Butler says the changes are the result of recommendations made after a couple of high-profile shootings.
The public cried out for changes following the shooting deaths of Mario Woods and Jessica Williams. The department agreed to nearly 300 recommendations.
Although we're not done with that body of work, we've had many of the recommendations that have been completed, including the revision of our use of force department general order or our policy.
Chief William Scott says there were 31 officer-involved shootings since 2014, 18 of those fatal. The number has been dropping.
We've gone a significant amount of time, and longer than we've had in the last 20 years, without having an officer-involved shooting.
So far this year, there have been no shootings. Chief Scott presents these findings to the Board of Supervisors this afternoon. In San Francisco, Bob Butler, KCBS.